November 23rd, and got my specific MRI at the University Hospital for my spine and sciatic nerve. So after that MRI, now doctor sent some email for my family doctor about what's going on, if I need a surgery or not. But he told me, so you probably need a surgery, but we just need to make sure, because that's a touchy nerve, and he, no mistake over there, not at all. You don't want to be on a wheelchair for the rest of your life, you know. So sometimes it's very risky, sometimes it's not. But with the MRI, they find where is the problem. Back to you.
Yeah, V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RKM, returning here. So, no, fine business on that, Sierra. It sounds like you got everything going good there for you. Timing with everything is looking good and everything, so. Yeah, once they have the MRI, then you'll be probably going in for a consult, and the doctor will, the surgeon will explain to you what needs to get done, and then go from there. So you probably still got a little bit of a waiting list to get on that list to have it completed there. But usually, if they schedule an MRI, it's usually, you know, 2 or 3 weeks later, they're giving you a phone call already, and that's a good thing, because they don't want things to change. So, anyways, I just let go of my push to talk there, so you probably heard me on key. Anyways, I should get going here and have my breakfast here now. I'm still thinking about that corn. Hi. V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RJM.
Yeah, no problem. But I'm just guessing. I'll probably get my for my spine. I would like to say September 23rd, and maybe the first week of November. I'm just guessing. But yeah, my winter will be totally screwed up big time. I have a cane already in my house, and I have a walker on my basement, so I'm good to go. Oh my God, it will be a funny winter for Pierre, that's for sure. I will be on HF radio or whatever, play with my train, and yeah, that will be a little bit painful after my surgery, that's for sure. Anyway, I let you go, Randy, and we'll see you later. Sometime today, tomorrow, whatever. No problem at all. Then meet you here and say hello to Michelle. And we'll see you later. TT5RJM, B5AL. We'll be clear. 73.
Pierre, talk with you a little bit later. V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RJM, we'll be monitoring. 73. Have yourself a good morning.
Node 5 1 2 5 3 7. Timer.
V3 IFC, V5 AL. V5 Alpha Lima will be QRU.
D50JM, the one echo papa portable, copy ready. I'm in a tree trying to recover the kite, and successfully done. I'm on the ground, the kite's on the ground, and all is well. All I got to do now is get her dried up and packaged away there. Over. I was totally impressed. The canes that put the kite together, they're about maybe 5/16, and they're all made of fiberglass, so they'll take quite a torture. And the tail, I had the kite down to where I could reach it, but the tail, I had to pull almost 150 pounds to get the end of the tail to let go, so it's a very, very strong fabric, which I'm happy about. But, as Terry had said, generally where you tie the knot to the kite, 50% of the time, that's where it's going to break, because I didn't have a proper knot there. And that's exactly where it broke. The string line broke right at the hitch points there on the kite. So, a few lessons learned. And I should have remembered to bring a helmet. Over.
BE3IFC.
Yep, fine business there, Emil. Well, glad that you got it down there. And I hear you in there, Paul. Good morning to you there as well. And I'll be right with you. Emil, I had to disconnect the connection that you're connected to there. It looked like an all-star node with your call sign. Were you trying to connect, or maybe an Echolink node number? I'm not sure. How are you connected there on the Canada hub there? So you had open squelch, and I had to disconnect you. Not sure if you realize that or not. Back to you, Emil. The one Echo Papa, the 5RJF in the group.
Yeah, I was connected to Echolink, 517302, but the challenge was I did kill the screen, but obviously when I was climbing the tree, the screen must have lit up, and then it must have accidentally keyed up by accident. I did get a message that I was live there, and that's when I killed the portable there, over, while I was up there doing my harvesting there, over.
Yeah, roger. Yeah, no worries. So,
morning, Randy, and good morning, Emil. Congratulations on your safe recovery. More than anything, we're happy that you're okay, because it's a bit of a risky business, kite retrieval. So I'm glad the kite's okay, but even more glad that you're okay, Emil. And thank you for watching over us, Randy. It's a good team, I'd say. Back to you, Emil. VE3, India, Foxtrot Charlie.
Yeah, very good. Well, really appreciate all the support out there and all that sort of stuff. I'm going to send it back to Henry. In the meantime, I'm going to see if I can lay this out in the garage and get it dried up and see what Castle, see if there's any points that I have to repair. But right now, it just looks like it's soaking wet and just gives it dry up. So back to you there, Henry, and the group, and I'll be on the side for a bit trying to lay this out to get it dried up.
To V5 Alpha Lima, listening.
Well, there you are, Pierre. Yeah, I think Paul put it over to you there, but there's no answer, so you must have been away there from the radio there briefly. Anyhow, we've got Paul on here, VE3IFC, and he's got his kite down, and he's drying it out there right now. So, what else? Apparently Henry's on the side there too, but